Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is 5 Reasons to Read Revelation. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Five Reasons to Read Revelation, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. Revelation 1:3. My childhood included vivid, reoccurring dreams of hearing a trumpet blast and seeing Jesus and his angels descending in the sky. The return of Christ to earth was so real to me during that dream that I would wake up trembling. Even so, I love to read the book of Revelation. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. Revelation 1:7. Still, when others voice their avoidance in reading Revelation because of its end-of-the-world themes, judgment, and more, I get it. But rather than bypassing what many consider another doomsday read, there is much for us to glean in reading and taking to heart this descriptive final book of the Bible. Below are 5 reasons to read Revelation. Number 1. Reading Revelation comes with a promise. If for no other reason, reading Revelation brings blessings into our lives. God knew we might be fearful of reading it and find reasons to skip over it. Yet in his graciousness and kindness, he offers us his blessings as an incentive to read and take it to heart. Revelation 1:3. Number 2, Revelation reveals Jesus Christ. Throughout Revelation's verses, Jesus Christ is revealed and glorified, being described as the faithful witness, firstborn from the dead, ruler of kings, and tender Savior, washing away our sin with his own blood, Revelation 1:5, confirming and reminding us of God's beautiful sacrificial gift of salvation. In its words, verses, and chapters, Jesus is made known in his splendor. Verses describe his majesty and authority, where heaven opens up to reveal him sitting on a white horse, our faithful and true prince, with eyes like a flame of fire, wearing a robe dipped in blood and many crowns, and written on his robe and on his thigh, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19:11-16. Number 3, Revelation tells of our triumph over the enemy. Revelation 12 explains how our spiritual authority defeats the accuser of the brethren, explaining how we will be victorious over his schemes. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Revelation 12, 10:11. Number 4, Revelation offers timely peace. With daily headlines reporting world tensions and disasters on the rise, Revelation gives a framework for understanding these troubling times, along with offering us God's assurance of His coming victory. Its words offer us assurance and peace that God is in control of global affairs and paints us a picture of how He is going to triumph over wickedness. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, "Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns." Revelation 19:6. Number 5. Revelation describes our future inheritance. Revelation 21:7 promises, "Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Throughout Revelation 21 and 22, God reveals the happily ever after awaiting believers, including making all things new, along with wiping away every tear and ending crying, sorrow, and death forever from our lives. As well, the promise of this newness will include no more pain, curse, and night, and darkness will cease to exist because Jesus will shine as our light. Intersecting faith and life. Ask God to help you read through Revelation, to give you His wisdom and understanding while reading it. Knowing your willingness to do so pleases Him and releases His blessings into your life. Further reading, Revelation 1 through 22. Also, how to prepare for your future.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.